All right, so we're gonna do. I think what I said I was gonna do PS2. Oh no, I'm gonna do original Xbox. We're gonna do the discs. So we learned yesterday I did Sega Saturn and Sega Genesis, and I learned, which I didn't know, that I know it was a GD-ROM, but it's actually a disc is actually different and holds 1.5 gigabytes, which I did not know that. And it has two different stages on the drive. For different accessing on the disk drive, and then it has something compatible to the wobble groove in the PS1. It has this different kind of code, but that people always find a way to get around them. And I think this I forget what the speed of those are, but it uses the CAV constant no CVA constant velocity as opposed to CFA. What is that? Anyway, it goes at the same speed all the time. It doesn't go slower or faster. And then I did GameCube, and it's a lot smaller. Therefore, it was quieter. The lens didn't have to go back and forth as much. So I learned a lot about those yesterday. So today we'll do Xbox One. And I just want to make a mention that today is a historical day. That's all I'm saying, because if I say anything, then it doesn't come on my thing correctly. So a good history. Today was a good day of history in the making, or it's still making. We'll just leave it at that. And it was a holiday, too. So, both of them make it an interesting day. All right, so let's do Xbox. We're going to say Xbox. So, I always go to my ChatGPT. Xbox. I always do 01 through 05. Xbox. So, disk code boot process. I forget what the chip is in the Xboxes. So again, we're doing the 01 through the 05, so you don't get confused with Xbox One. So I always lead with that. All right, so disk. I know. I think it said it goes spins at 5 times. So the decks, the media, you insert the disk and can do. Game discs, DVD movies, or audio CD. But we also know with the 01 through 05 Xbox, in order to play DVDs, you have to have that little adapter in the remote. You can't just throw a DVD in there. It's based on disk format and metadata encoded in the disk lead-in area. So digital signature verification. There's a digital, all these have some sort of a digital, has a unique digital signature. This is located on a hidden sector on the disk called the Xbox Disk Signature Zone. So PS1 was a wobble zone, and Dreamcast was another name for it. The signature is verified by the Xbox in the BIOS. The signature ensures it's a genuine disk. But we know how many mods have been made for the Xbox. Probably more than any of them, I think. Hard and soft mods. If the signature is valid, then it goes to a bootloader. The Xbox BIOS reads disk default.xbe, Xbox executable file. So I know on the Xbox One is a system that you have to put on it. You can't just throw any hard drive in there. If you want to replace it, you got to set up a computer and put a certain Xbox One system on a different hard drive. Same with Xbox 360, although I've never done an Xbox 360. I have a drive that needs one, a new system on 360. I just haven't done it yet. So then it goes to the kernel handoff. Kernel would be like the operating system, derived from Windows 2000. So there we go. So I didn't know that. Windows 2000 was on 01, 05 Xbox. It's derived from it, so it's not the exact thing. Codes and assets are loaded into memory. Anti-piracy measures, unique signatures for an unauthorized disk. Mod chips and BIOS modifications are typically required to bypass. Error handling, so you know when you get an error code, if you don't have a disk drive attached, you get that error code. Or if you don't have a hard drive attached. And we know that the hard drive has to match the motherboard. Unlike the Xbox One and 360, where the disk drive board matches the motherboard. That's a big difference. And then it talks about the DVD. So there was Thomson, Philips, Samsung, but there's also data storage. And Philips has two different kind of disk drives inside of them. Samsung has two different kinds of disk drives that can be a B or F, and then data storage. So it's actually, he only shows three, but there's actually like five different disk drives inside the 01 through 05 original Xbox. Big difference. And Thompson's like the worst. It never reads. Samsung's are terrible because they never opened. And then the Philips are really good, and data's the best, data storage. Philips, there's one of the two boards inside. If something happens to that board, it'll make your Xbox act like it's not working. It won't turn on. So, it's very important. Disk drives, I've done lots of things about those disk drives. So, there's five total. All right, so that gives me a quick process of that. Let's look at the game library. Alright, so let's see what the game library is here for. It should be significant. The game library, the original Xbox. So, that was, the graphics were getting better. They were still pretty awkward. Launch titles, 2001. Halo. Alright, so there's always something falling around here. So, Halo, Project Gotham Racing, Dead or Alive 3. Oh, Oddworld, Munchie, that was pretty cool. Odyssey, I like that one. Notable titles, Halo, Fable. Fable was cool. Ninja, Forzon, Motorsports, Crimson Tide, Crimson Skies, Elder 3, Morrowind. It was a console exclusive. Elder Scrolls is still around. Splinter Cell series, Star Wars Knight of the Old Republic. Classic, and the second one's even better. I have a couple copies of those, one of each. Doom 3, Burnout series. Xbox Live is when it started doing live then. But I still can't imagine using an Xbox, original Xbox 01, 05 to play something live. It had to have been really awkward back then. I don't remember ever trying it. Mech Assault, Rainbow Six, Counter-Strike, backwards compatibility. With the release of Xbox 360, many Xbox games were made backwards compatible, so you can play them on Xbox 360. Psychonauts, Hidden Gems, The Chronicle of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, a cinematic action game. Never heard of that one. Big fan of the Riddick, but I know there was an Xbox game called Beyond Good and Evil, a classic cult action adventure. I haven't knew about that one. So, number of games. The original had over 900 titles. A library spanned all the different kinds. Some games were region, with titles only available in Japan, Europe, and North America. Legacy. I'm going to check on this one here. I want to look at Chronicles of Riddick. So I like to cross-reference if I see something that catches my eye. Let's look. Let's get the eBay here. Let's see if we can find some rare ones, too. Oh, did I tell you about what happened to the buyer this morning? So aggravated about that. I was doing a cross-reference on a podcast the other day about Sega CDs. And one of the rare ones that ChatGPT, my buddy Zippy here, told me about, I cross-referenced over to eBay, and I found it fairly cheap, much cheaper than they were selling. So I bought it. So I was like, oh, cool, I'll get this. I'll get a nice little bonus. Well, 2 days later, this morning, he canceled the order. But the worst part about it is he canceled it as buyer asked to cancel. I certainly did not ask to cancel that order. So I'm kind of really aggravated about that. So if you're going to do it, man up and do it the correct way. You should let me know first that you were going to do it, and do it as out of stock or damaged, because then that goes against your account. If you do it as a buyer asked to do it, then it doesn't go against your account, as if I asked him, but I didn't ask him. So that's what I mean by manning up, doing it the correct way. But he didn't. It may be my first bad feedback that I've given in a very long time. I normally always give 5 full stars, no matter what. But I'm so aggravated that he flipped it on me. Probably realized it was worth more after I bought it, and then decided to cancel it. And then, and the worst part, like I said, he didn't contact me at all. So that makes it not cool. All right, so let's look. Oh, I want to look at this one, the Riddick. So I'm cross-referencing the Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. I have the thing, too. That's pretty cool. And I went and got the remake. I shouldn't have, but it's all right. It's a little bit... So the thing was a remake on PS5. It's a little bit better, but... The Chronicles of Escape, so $16. Not really worth much. Chronicles of Riddick, I wonder what it plays like. Escape Butcher Bay. You can get it on PC too. 5 discs on PC. That's pretty cool. DVD bonus. So, it's been a long time since I've actually sat down and played a 0105 Xbox game. I mean, I could, but I normally don't. Hardly ever do I play any retro games. Although I talk about them. And I sell a lot of stuff for them. I don't really do it. Play them once in a while. I did get the thing as a remaster. It's, again, okay. I tend to play something like once or twice and then that's it. And I probably won't go back to it for a while. Beyond Good and Evil, PS4. Anniversary run, $84. Video games. So I'm looking at Beyond Good and Evil. So, limited anniversary run. Beyond Good and Evil. $12 on... Oh, that's just PS2. So, it's on PS2, Beyond Good and Evil. I hardly ever played any PS2 games. Xbox One has it, Beyond Good and Evil. As of the anniversary as well. Interesting. But, after this last cancellation, I'm not gonna pick new things to purchase. Although I do have my 3 Sega games that I got from another cross-reference. They're all reproductions. And right now I haven't been able to find my power cord to turn my Genesis on so I can try them. I'll do a video of it soon. Alright, so let's go to Rare. Rare Xbox games. And this is where it usually gets me into trouble. Because if I see something that like, oh, I never had that. But I won't buy anything. So, the best games ever for my favorite two horror games is The Ties That Bind. Oh, what's it called? There's two of them. The Ties That Bind was the second one. I can't think of it right now. They're really creepy and you're in a mental institute. Oh, what's it called? I can't think of it. But those are my favorite two. Those are really, really scary games. There's two of them. So let's see. Limited print exclusive games. Steel Baton. I never heard of that. Teen Titans. Jurassic Park. Operation Genesis. That's the name of the game. Uncommon exclusive Spike Out. Metal Wolf Chaos. A Japanese shooter. Outrun 2006. Late Gen Games, Def Jam, Fight for New York, Stubbs, The Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse, a quirky game that you play as a zombie. It's usually premise and charm, made a collector's item. That's weird. Actually, we're going to look at that one now. I'll cross-reference that one. So, Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Hold on. I just messed up here. Copy. Let's check this one out. Paste. I often say copy and paste because that's all I do is copy and paste. So, Stubbs the Zombie Without a Rebel. So, you play as the zombie, which is cool. Oh, you can get that on Nintendo Switch, too. It's a Thorac game. They have a lot of good games like Control and all that. Oh, it's on Xbox One too. So you can stubs, and PS4 has it too. Interesting. Never heard of that until right now. That's why I do this, because sometimes I'll pick up something I've never heard of. I'm not buying anything else now. Some region games from Japan. I can't say the name. Castle of something something. And then Modern Military Tactics. Halo. I was never a real Halo fan. Fable, The Lost Chapters. Special Edition. Fable 2 is the best one. Fable 3 was terrible. And Fable 1, I really don't remember that one. And I think there's a new Fable coming out, actually. I think. Promotional discs. More Halo. Xbox. Oddities. Xbox Live Arcade. Sneak King from Burger King. Huh. Expensive. Original makes it fun collectors. Real matter. See, for me, once you get into after PS1s, there's really no real. I don't think there's any really collectibles. I don't think of like PS2 that many collectibles. However, we'll do a PS2 right now. Let's, because it's pretty much in the same thing. So there's really nothing that's, like I said, there's nothing really standing out saying, oh, this was worth, you know, like the Star Wars, both the Star Wars ones and then the ties that bind. I can't think of the name. The Suffering 1 and then Suffering 2, The Ties That Bind. Those are a little bit harder to get. They're worth a little bit more, but they're pretty freaky. It's actually probably better than Resident Evil or Silent Hill back then. The second one is really, really freaky. It's all like psychedelic, and I suggest it. If you like to play older horror games, get The Suffering. It's pretty cool. And the second one, too. All right, so what? Let's look at PS2 disk code process. So we did Xbox, we'll do PS2. So as I said, after PS1, I don't really consider that many PS2 games collectible or real expensive. Except for I have Red Rose and Hunter Ground, which I never knew existed. And there's one other one, Kundo. I have one of each of those, but I didn't get originals. I got copies. And those were all really, really expensive to get. Hunting Grounds, I do have the Japan version, which is was a lot cheaper. And normally it plays in English anyway. So a lot of times you can do that. You get the, like, Parasite Eve 1 and 2. If you get the Japan version, they're a lot cheaper. And they play basically the same, but you have to have a PS, you have to have a Japan PS1 or PS2. All right, so let's see what's going on with these. So, PlayStation 1 game, video, DVD, audio, CD, oh, and PS2. So it was backwards compatible. Very important there. Reading the leaden area. There was a leaden area of the disc containing metadata that identifies the disk type and region. It searches the boot sector that contains essential information, region code, file system type, licensing, and validation data. PS2 uses Magic Gate, a proprietary encrypted technology to authenticate the disk. Disk included hidden sectors containing encrypted data. The sections is pressed into the disk during manufacture cannot be replicated. So you can't replicate the impression with a CDR or DVR. BIOS and system ROM verification checks for the everything to be region code. Checks for the region code. Mismatch results. Please insert disk. Disk error. You get disk error if it's the wrong region. PS2. After PS2, everything else is region-free. PS3, PS4. It's just PS1, PS2. GameCube. But N64, you can put US or Japan games in an N64 motherboard. You just pull the cartridge slot out. So, let's see. Then there's a boot sector on the PS2 called ELF. ELF. Executable and Linkable Format. For the main game. DVD would initiate the DVDA software. So for a PS2, you didn't need to have any sort of a adapter, like the original Xbox 01 through 05. You just put the DVD in, you just play DVD. You have like a DVD player. After reloading the ELF, control is passed to the kernel. Kernel is like the operating system. Initiates the environment and loads the game. Game of software execution. DVD streams, anti-piracy. So these were also, this one also had the back port where you could put a hard drive. And then with the 5000 model, if you had the fat one, there was an internet connector. But again, I don't know how good that must have been back then. Magic Gate is what it's called. And ensures that things are not burned, hidden data. Bypassing the boot process, modification is mod chips, bypassing Magic Gate. Swapping disks, you start a disk and you throw a different disk in once the other one starts. Why would you already have the disk? Why would you want to put the same one of one that's a copy? I don't get that part. Exploiting software vulnerabilities, free McBoot, which I have. I have the hard drive within it in the back. Pretty fun. So the game library's gotta be, this has gotta be the most game library. PS4 is probably a lot too. Let's see. Is legendary in a vast collection. Yeah, it's got to be 4,000 titles. Yeah, that's what I figured. I knew. So of every one I've done so far, this is by far the most. Iconic, God of War, Shadow of Colossus, Devil May Cry, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, Dark Cloud 1 and 2. I actually have those. Oh, I did. I don't think I have any more. Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil 4, Silent Hill 2, 3, and 4, The Room. I have all those on the Sega CD. Rule of Rose, that's the rare one. A rare controversial survival game. Never really tried to play it yet, but I have it. It's a copy. Can't get Rule of Rose in Japan any cheaper. Boulder's Gate, Buzz Online. So they had some playing online with Socom, Final Fantasy, the first MMORPG on console. Twisted Metal. And then backwards compatible could play 1500 additional titles. So rare games again. Yeah, so there's the three, right? The main three that I have. It's still spitting out information on me, but Rule of Rose. I'm gonna have to pull. I got them right over here too. Where is it? Oh, so rare and valuable games. Rule of Rose. KUON, hard to find horror game. Hunting Ground, a spiritual successor to Clock Tower. I didn't know that. Clock Tower is another cool one. So those main three for horror, I have each a copy of each one of those, and they work. Late gen releases, God of War 2, Final Fantasy, another Final Fantasy, X3, what's that, 10 on 12? They call it Final Fantasy if they have like 20 of them. That's pretty weird. I like the one where you could go fishing, one of the newer ones that came out. So that's really PS2, which was 4,000, well, compared to the Xbox. And then, so tomorrow I will go on to do some more Nintendo stuff tomorrow. Yeah, we'll look at Nintendo tomorrow. All right, so you guys have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you later. All right, bye.